The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county will bring you before the top of the hour an excerpt from this week's Michigan Basketball Insider with Tim McCormick. But wanted to touch on the biggest news in sports yesterday, the impact of which, the significance of which, is probably obscured, at least here locally, by the Mike Hart news. I mean, you talk to a Michigan fan, biggest news in sports yesterday was Mike Hart coming home, right? Which is why we started off the show with that. That's the most significant thing to us here. But as far as the sports landscape, the national sports landscape is concerned, the news that the beard, that James Harden is on his way to the Brooklyn Nets, that led the day. That was the titanic news of the day. And another super team, another big three is officially, is officially now here. You know, it'll be interesting to see how it all works together. You understand why the Nets, I mean, if you're the Nets, you got to do this, right? Caris LeVert, part of this trade. So that's one of the things you got to do is explain who got what in this trade, because four teams involved in this mega deal, Ira, and there was some question as to whether or not the Rockets, you know, whether they were going to get the package that they wanted for, you know, the number of picks that they wanted for James Harden. And he kept pushing the issue. I mean, it was a master class in how to force a team's hand. You know, James Harden actually stopped shooting. Ira, how do you stop James Harden from shooting? You know, have him be ready to force a trade. That's how you stop him from shooting. He definitely wanted out of Houston. The press conference that he did a couple of nights ago now, where he said this just isn't working and it can't be fixed. This is a superstar leveraging his status and, you know, being disgruntled in a way that forced the hand of a team. And they still wound up pretty well under the circumstances. The Rockets, again, send James Harden to the Nets. The Nets, the package they sent away included a lot of draft picks. And also Caris LeVert was in that deal. He eventually went to Houston, and then from Houston to the Pacers for Victor Oladipo. You have the center Jared Allen and forward Torian Prince going from the Nets to the Cavs, who now have a glut of big guys on their roster. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. The Rockets get Dante Exum, and who else did they get? I have to find out who else they got in the deal. There's one more player they got in the deal. I don't have the list in front of me because I was looking to see what the draft picks were. But there was another player that they were able to get in the deal as well. Houston also got Brooklyn's three unprotected first-round draft picks in 2022, 2024, and 2026. They also got pick swaps in 2021, 2023, 2025, and 2027. They also got Cleveland's 2022 first round pick. So heading into this draft, you should have, unless you trade some away, you know, the Rockets are going to go in there with three first round picks in the 2022 draft. Not this summer, but next summer, the 2022 draft. So, it is a pretty good haul, a really good haul under the circumstances. Don't know if there will be any high picks that come of this, but you know, you had to make the best of the situation if you're the Houston Rockets, and I think they did just that. Caris on the move, and you know, I was wondering if Caris's star was going to be blunted on that team anyway. He has a chance to flourish as a lead guy himself.
They're going to love him in Indianapolis, Sam.
I think so too. I think so too, Ira. I think it's a really good move for Caris. And then, you know, the interesting thing you know, you put these three pieces together, now will they fit? Because there's some question, and again, it's not like I'm sitting here following the Nets, but there's some question as to whether Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were really gonna fit. I mean, can Kyrie Irving fit with anyone? It's kind of the question at this point. But you got to try it, don't you? I mean, you got to try it if you're the Nets. And this gives you the, you know, the team in the East that if you are going to make a run at the Lakers, you got the firepower to really get out there and do it. Now, can you just get them all? I mean, that's a lot of firepower. Are there enough basketballs to go around? Certainly Kevin Durant has been a part of that. But, you know, in the last few years, Kyrie Irving, you just, and I love Kyrie's game. I think you know that if you listen to this show. He just really seems to be just not satisfied, not, you know, just, you know, always it just feels like he something's not right, something to complain about. Now, you would think there's nothing to complain about in this circumstance, right? I mean, this gives you your best chance of getting there, of getting to the mountaintop, your best chance you've had since you played with LeBron. So it'll be interesting to see how it worked out. You know, he lost, you know, I don't know if it matters to James Harden. He lost some, you know, I think there's a lot of people that, you know, whose opinion of James Harden was impacted by the links he went to in order to make this happen. In the grand scheme of things, he wants his best chance at a title. So, you know, he probably is thinking, who cares what they say about me? Me and DeMarcus Cousins was railing on him as hard as fans were on his way out the door. But he got the trade done, right? I know I tweeted yesterday, as you get to a break, does Deshaun Watson need to go this route? You know, does he need to call his now former Houston neighbor? Hey, you know, Deshaun, this is how you get out of there, man. You know, it just, the season's over, so it's not like you can stop playing. You can maybe stop exercising and start eating a whole lot more. You can maybe do that. That might get them to say, hey, ship them out. Anyway, we got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.